So, how to create a, how to get a superpower in 30 days. How to get a superpower in 30 to 60 days. That's what I'll call it. And it's not a joke. I'm not joking here. I'm serious. Now, it's not really a superpower, but compared to other people, it will be, because most people will be looking at you like you're crazy. When you actually practice what I'm going to say for 30 to 60 days, it will blow people's mind around you. And you will be able to save money. You will be able to, you'll be stronger. You'll be more alert. Your eyesight will be better. This is a superpower, really. You'll sleep better. Everything. So what is it? See, once you start doing some fasting, I got this guy behind me. He knows I'm trying to, so I'm on the highway, and it's like, these people are stupid. These people really are stupid. So I'm on the highway, and they're, you know, coming off an intersection. So the guy behind me is speeding, and he sees the how traffic is. He sees I'm trying to get over, so he tries to get right up on the car, and he has to slow down to let me over, and then I go to the next lane. He does the exact same thing. It's like, dude, what about a exit do you not understand? Everybody's got to get over. It's not just you. It's not about you. You know. That's the problem with society. Everybody thinks it's about them. They think they're the only one. I ran into this lady one time. And I knew she'd bring some dude in, and they always, anytime you rent to a female, they always bring a man in. Always. 99.9999%. I rented this Chinese girl one time. She didn't do it, but most of the time, the reason they move somebody in, because they don't want to be by themselves, and they want somebody else to pay the bills. I hate to tell you that, but it's just the way it is. But anyway, I talked to her boyfriend or whatever, and after about 30 days, he walks up. He said, "You're just like us. You got to pay bills too." Exactly. Hello. The guy was in a mindset that it was all about him, right? You're just like us. Yeah, I'm just like you. Everybody's just like everybody else. You got to pay your bills. You got to work. Anyway, he ended up in jail for through the grapevine. I hear he ended up back in jail or something. I heard them fight. They were outside fighting one day, and I said, "Y'all, you know this." I talked to her. I said, I don't have time for no drama. People fighting in the yard and stuff. I don't know what y'all doing, but something's got to change. But anyway, other people will look at you and think you have a superpower, but they could do it too. They could do what I'm getting ready to say as well. Cut back sugar. Do intermittent fasting. 14 hours a day. Do it for 30 days. 60 days. And then you'll get to the point where you're not even hungry. Like, you'll wake up in the morning if you're late for work or something, and you don't have time to eat. You just go to work. You don't eat till about lunch because you don't need to eat anymore. You can go 24 hours and not get hungry. Just get you some water, you know. Not only will you save money, not only will you feel better, you can work longer, you can work more hours, you can work two jobs and not be tired. But you'll be saving money, you'll work longer, you'll feel better, and you'll have a new outlook on life. You'll realize not only all that, but you'll realize you've been lied to about the sugar and the food. And you'll say, this is like a superpower. You'll get to a point where you'll know what to eat, what not to eat. Like if you eat bread, you're going to gain weight and you're going to feel bad. But if you start cutting back bread and you don't eat bread for 30 days, it's a different world. It's a different world. I think the bread, the Bible talks about bread and water. I think the bread in the Bible is different than the bread they're feeding you or feeding us or trying to feed us. It's a different kind of bread. They got chemicals or something in it. And when you cut back the bread, not only that, you lose weight. Automatic. It's not. You don't even have to try. You just lose weight. You don't even have to try. Anyway, that's the superpower. I don't know if I have time to talk about doing magic in front of people. Maybe that's the next video. I'll just give you a... If you want to do some magic, start looking at patterns. Like if you focus on the color... Like today, I'm noticing a pattern is the color yellow. Everywhere I look, this yellow's appearing. So that tells me it's going to repeat because we're in a copy machine. If you want to be a... if you want to do magic, and it's not real magic because nobody knows we're in a copy machine, start making copies and watch it appear. It'll appear the next day. I'm still on the highway, so I have time to talk about this. So this will be a superhero power. You don't even have to eat as much. You can go without eating, and you don't even get hungry. And create a pattern inside this copy machine and watch it repeat. and write it down or tell people this is going to repeat. And when it shows up, they're going to be like, "How did you do that? How did you do that?" They get spooked. At first they get spooked. They think it's magic or think it's something spooky. I would experiment with it, and I worked with somebody, and when she first saw it, it scared her, you know. I wrote down the word bank in my shirt, and a couple of them were talking. And somebody says, "Well, I got to go to the bank." And I pulled that piece of paper out, and it had bank on it. And so I was standing right there, and there's no way I could have wrote it down right when they said it. And I showed them, and they were, like, scared, you know. I said, "You don't have to be scared. I'll tell you what's going on." Anyway, the one lady I worked with for 3 or 4 years, she started noticing her thoughts. She would think, "I need some paper towels." And there were paper towels would appear. She started noticing it, and she started seeing it. She don't really understand why it works, but it's because you're in a copy machine. Your thoughts, your actions, your words, your conversations, what you gaze upon, what you hear, it all repeats. Because you're in a copy machine. You might say, "That's impossible." No, it's not. God made man in his image. There's your overarching archetype. Image is copy. When you make an image, there's a yellow. Okay, so across the street right now, there's this yellow concrete truck stopping up traffic. This is why the Bible says, "Whatsoever things are true, lovely, good report, think on these things." You're in a copy machine. All you have to do is just think about, you look like your parents and they look like their parents. A copy. Tesla's make a lot of money, so all the other manufacturers are trying to copy Tesla. It's a copy machine. You invest and you follow somebody's invest advice that got rich, you become rich if you follow their pattern. Everybody's copying everybody else. When somebody else does something good, they try to copy it. They say, "Well, they try to get on board." Well, what are they saying? I'm just going to follow and copy that pattern. Why? Because you're in a copy machine. When you see Jesus, you'll be like him. What does that mean? It's a copy. It's a copy. And people are, one reason I think people resist this is because they don't want to admit that they're not unique. You think those are your thoughts? You think those are your words? You think that's your will? It's not in a man's way to direct his own step. You think that's your agenda? You think you got the agenda, or you think God's got an agenda that he's directing you in? Because the man's agenda, he would destroy himself. You think the world is really going to go according to what the New Age and the demons want it to go? No, it's God's world. It's God's agenda. It's God's program. It's God's script. You think the devil is going to win? No, he ain't going to win. He's already lost. He was defeated before the foundation world. That's why he was trying so hard to destroy the offspring through the lineage, you know. And that's why God, a lot of people say, well, why would God kill those nations? There was verses about God told Israel to kill the men, women, and children. Because God was bringing the lineage through to save the whole world. One little nation back then compared to many, many billions of people over the years, because Jesus had to get on the scene, because if it wasn't for Jesus, the whole world would be destroyed. And so people say, well, God's an evil God. No, he's not. Man's evil. And any nation that was trying to destroy the seed that was showing up, that was going to show up on the scene through the lineage, there had to be some reason that the lineage had to be set apart and all that stuff. They had to do the cleansings, the washings, and anyway, all the types and shadows had to be in place throughout the ages. So the reason people don't want to admit they're in a copy machine, because they think they're independent of God, but they're not. They're independent, and they're not. You're dependent. You're dependent on God. You're dependent on God's creation. You're dependent on the archetypes, the patterns, the types and shadows. And if I was dependent on the types and shadows, I would actually learn. I would want to know how it works, so I could be in the flow, you know. I want to know how this place works so I can be in the flow.